Good morning, and again, I'm Layla Carey, and I am now joined in the studio with a whole bunch of musicians. Among them is Roy McPherson. Good morning.
Good morning.
And there's an event coming up.
Oh, there is. Do you want me to tell you about these other folks?
Oh, hold on just a second. There, that's better. Now, yes, please do.
I'm joined here. This is Tanya Antonsen, who plays in the band and is one of our retirees. Debbie Flom, who's on our board and plays percussion in the band. Dale Curtis, who also is a retiree and plays trumpet in the band. And we have Rob Holston, who plays tuba in the band, trombone in the jazz groups, and is also a retiree. So this, just give you a quick overview, then I'm going to turn it over to these folks. But we've been thinking about this for a long time. We have, fortunately, and this is rare, we have 8 people who have taught music in this community who still live here. And it's rare. They didn't bail and go to Florida or any of that stuff. They're the kind of people who stay here. And maybe it's a credit to the city that the people find it healthy and attractive enough to stay here after they've retired. But get to looking, if we've got 8 people already here, there's one in Wrangell, Mary Kurth, who recently retired and moved back up there, and she's going to be coming down. Randy Buehr is from the Tri-City area now, was here for, a million years, had the bands at the high school, and he's coming up. So we're going to have 10 people, all selected each of them their own piece. The program remarkably is balanced in terms of content and things, and it's going to be a great experience. Each one of these people have had time in front of the band rehearsing them for this, and it's going to be really unique. There's a total, and this is we've been throwing around 200 years total teaching time. That's just in Ketchikan. And actually the number we know now as of yesterday is a total of these people of 207 years just in Ketchikan. So it's a real special thing. It's at 7 o'clock on Friday evening. I'd like to turn that over to some of the retirees and get out of the way, unless you have any other questions for me.
And where is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's at K-High.
Okay.
Yeah. Two people will not be able to be here. One of them, Greg Morelli. I think everybody remembers Greg. He taught here over 30 years. A good friend of mine. In fact, I talked him into coming up here originally. He and I taught at a camp for about 6 years outside of Yosemite National Park. And he's in Portugal now. And Krista Bruce just lost her husband, and she is out of town. So we will say nice things about those two. The rest of them, we have a beautiful program itself that talks about each of their backgrounds and the pieces they're doing, and a picture that is very impressive.
Okay?
Oh, and in honor of Krista and Greg Morelli, who can't be here to participate, and by the way, Krista was the first one here in 1968. Then she left to do further study and came back. I came in 72, and she came back in 76, 75, 76. And she and I taught then together at the high school for a long time. Deidre Ness, the current high school band director, is going to conduct Samuel Barber's In the Sure on the Shining Night in tribute to those two people. We'll read a little bit about them and recognize them as well. The rest are all in the program itself.
Okay, great. Tanya, do you want to start?
Sure. Okay. Well, it's appropriate I'm starting because I picked the hardest piece, I think. When I talked to Mr. McPherson at the beginning, I was very excited. One of my favorite things to do as a conductor has always been to research and find music. And so I have this very, very cool, wonderful piece to do. But I'm just so excited to do this because when I was in high school as a senior, I got to conduct the band at K-High because actually the choir and Mr. McPherson did the band back when we had a pit for our, the band was in the pit and the choir was on stage. And it was kind of the thing that just pulled me into conducting. It was so much fun. And now that I've retired, I've missed it so much. So this has been a real treat. And I just, playing with this band has made me a much better musician, and to be able to be allowed to work with him as a conductor has been just so much fun. So I'm hoping lots and lots of people will come out to see this. We don't need to have any empty seats at K-High on this Friday. So make sure you come out.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm playing in the band. I'm not one of the retired directors, but I am a parent of children that have played with these conductors. So it's kind of neat to be in the band playing where my kids used to be with them as the directors.
So whole other perspective, right?
Whole other perspective. And who knows? I'm still playing and they're off doing other things. So. But it's kind of neat to play with all these different people because I've been playing in Roy's band and now we have different directors and different styles. And it's just been really neat. Learn lots of different things. So very, very nice to be here. And
all right.
And we have another retiree.
Hi, I'm Dale Curtis. Well, I guess I came here. I applied for a one-year position in this town because Krista Bruce was taking a year leave of absence. But Randy Buehr, through a connection he had at University of Idaho where I was finishing up my graduate work, Randy Buehr got a call and said, you need to show this guy's resume to Bob Vincent. And so Bob Vincent called me and hired me for Houtling over the phone. And I was thinking elementary because I really wanted to do high school. I was thinking I could do elementary for a year or two until a high school somewhere in Alaska opens up. And fell in love with Ketchikan and people like Roy, you know, and the whole musical environment of this town has always been so rich, as it still is. And I'm just proud to be a part of this band. And the piece that I'm doing was written by Alan Larson, who was a Ketchikan High School graduate, went on to, you know, to become a composition major, and he passed away. But I really didn't know Alan, but I worked with Mary Larson, his mother, for years, and just she was such an inspiration with her guitar and always singing. Anyway, I'm happy to be doing this piece, and it was on my retirement year. I did this at music festival, so I'm doing it almost 10 years to the day again. So I'll turn it over to Rob now.
Oh, thanks very much. I guess the word that comes to my mind for this concert is celebration. It's a celebration of the web that is woven through the lives of musicians who have crossed paths here in Ketchikan, and as Roy pointed out, choose, for the most part, not to leave Ketchikan. I'm being interviewed this morning by a woman who I've held in my arms, remember? Yeah.
It was dancing. Yes. I just want to get that out there. Dancing.
Yeah. So I taught social dance in this community, and now I'm sitting here being interviewed by you, and your dog Darcy is at your feet, and my dog Greta is here with me. Only in Ketchikan. I was hired by basically Roy McPherson over the phone, 1981. And I was in contact with the school superintendent, and I said, because I've been through a couple of interview processes where I was in the top five. One process, I was in the top two and not chosen. And so I asked the superintendent, I says, what's your selection? How am I going to be picked? He says, oh, we just take the first good one that comes along. And I think that's probably how most of us wound up here. And, it's like a hook on the line. Well, he looks good. Let's take him. It's really worked out great for me in my life. I've felt very much integrated into this community. And the celebration comes when people like Randy Buehr comes back to town. And, I look over here at Dale, and I remember when Dale first moved here, he parked his camper in my front yard. When Randy Buehr first moved to town, he rented an apartment from me. All of these interconnections in a small community, like it only happens in Ketchikan, to the degree that it happens. And so it's really going to be a night of celebration. I really encourage anyone who's ever been a student of these people who have been mentioned as guest conductors to show up. And I think your heartstrings will be tugged at just to reminisce. And we'll see how we have aged gracefully.
And you all look great. Just want to put that out there. All right, wonderful. And that concert again is coming up this Friday, starting at 7 o'clock at Ketchikan High School Auditorium.
Gathering afterwards for the community.
and a gathering afterwards for the community. So
I would like to mention also, for those of you who particularly knew Randy Buehr, he also served as the praise and worship director at Clover Pass Community Church for most of the years he was here in Ketchikan. We're having a special luncheon for him Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 at the landing on the main floor. So anyone out there who would like to see Randy and visit with him, that's the time.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you all for coming in and letting people know about this opportunity on Friday.
Thank you, Layla.
And the time is 8:42.